Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I am opposed to this project. I am an attorney in Campton, where I was born and raised and educated entirely in the state of New Hampshire right through UNH Law School. I want to take issue with some things that have been said here today. Mr. Long said, this will not cost the taxpayers of New Hampshire anything. You won't have to pay. They won't have to pay. We will pay and pay and pay for all of the reasons that have been said here today, so I won't repeat them again. And he also raised the question, why would Northern Pass be willing to pay for this project to be built? Profits. Jobs. We hear about jobs, and we're in an addition of jobs. But what about the lost jobs? I'm also the CEO and manager of what's called the Invest New Hampshire Regional Center. It is an EB-5 regional center intended to do what the EB-5 regional center has done for the state of Vermont, where they've raised over $200 million from foreign investors to create U.S. jobs. And we are currently working. I am also the in-house counsel and involved in real estate operations at Owl's Nest Resort and Golf Club in Campton and Thornton. There at Owl's Nest, we are looking to raise $23 million for our capital expansion. And we are also working with Tuckerman Brewing Company from Conway and with Brown Street Furniture in Whitefield, both of whom are expanding and would like to make new acquisitions and create new jobs in their manufacturing areas and for us in real estate and construction. This project, if it came through Owl's Nest, and we know we have a right, there is a right-of-way, PSNH has a right-of-way through Owl's Nest, we're not disputing that, we know it's there, but the effect on it would be that it would probably shut down our current operations, which would be, and we're the largest employer in the two towns of Campton and Thornton, but it would also prevent us from going forward with this EB-5 program, which could add, we think, 400 or 500 jobs, permanent jobs, for people who are already living in New Hampshire and needing jobs in the region to go from part-time to full-time jobs. And then we intend to go on with other phases of this regional center for other New Hampshire businesses to add jobs. So there are other opportunities besides this large-scale construction project to bring jobs into the state of New Hampshire. Mr. Thompson touched on the tax base, and then we heard from Sarah from Franklin and Elizabeth Dragon and Mr. Merrifield. I understand why Franklin is so supportive of this. It's a boon to them, no matter what. But for the rest of the towns that this goes through, and we really need to do a serious economic analysis of the effect on property taxes, that the addition of the taxes from this project, we believe, will be completely offset, if not more than that, by the reduction in value of certain properties and many properties in many of these towns. There needs to be a serious look at what the actual effect is going to be on property taxes in the state. So they're talking about putting another $7,260,000 into the state education fund. What about all the reduction in all of the tax base in all of the towns is going to take away from that? And I don't know what the figures are going to be. We're working on collecting that information, but I believe that it's going to be a complete offset of whatever tax benefit this project would bring. And many people have said here today the bill that was put forward, which has now been killed, was not in any way connected to Northern Pass or this project. If that was really true, then okay, I understand that's the statement. If that's the case, then why is PSNH paying so much attention to it? Why are they here today? Why have they brought people with them Okay, well, that makes sense. Because we're all here. That makes sense. There was a discussion earlier also about the economy by Mr. Long and saying, you know, right now our energy usage is down, and it's down because of conservation, because there's less demand, and there's also a thought there that when we recover, we'll use more. I would submit that we need to focus on conservation, that we don't need to use more when we recover. I don't want to see this project go through New Hampshire so that people in Massachusetts can light up their houses and win the New England Cable News contest for how many Christmas lights you have on your house. I'm teaching my children to conserve. We use power strips and plug everything in so that even when we turn on our teapot, we turn a switch on and then shut it off. And everybody should be doing this type of thing. This is the type of thing we should be encouraging for people in the state of New Hampshire, not that we can get cheaper power so that you can use more. That's such a current way of thinking and not thinking about our future generations. I know that this committee is particularly concerned with issues of science, technology, and energy, so I hope that in whatever ways you come in contact with this project, you'll do your due diligence and your homework and come to your own conclusions about what's best for the people of the state of New Hampshire. And I don't think, there was a comment made earlier about New Hampshire being open for business. As far as I knew, New Hampshire wasn't closed for business. New Hampshire is open for business, but it's not for sale.